Hi guys, this episode is just going to be about me explaining my playlist. I did recently re-get Apple Music, so I just gotten into new artists and stuff like that, so I want to share that with you guys. And I'm also going to be sharing about the elections in this podcast. I'm also going to be talking to you guys about it in this podcast because it is election night. It is 8:27 when I'm filming this intro. Please, if you guys want to help a girl out and help me get money, please do not skip the ads in the podcast. But let's get right into the video.
Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time. I'm not going to talk much. The footage that I filmed for my intro got deleted because I was not thinking, but I'm filming it again. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Basically, what I'm going to be talking about, as I said in the intro, is you guys know I'm not even going to talk about it, but I'm going to film and get right into it. So, I did talk about my playlist, so I want to talk more about these songs. I will list like a few that I have in this episode. So if you guys want to jam to 30 seconds of it, you can. And then you can search it up on Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you are listening on. They probably have it on here. But yeah. The audio might be rocky just because I'm filming this on my laptop. But I'm playing Fever right now, which is one of my favorites, and I'm loving it. Okay, and I am just jamming to music. You know, it's like, it's good times. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Continue.
Okay, sorry, someone called me. So basically, my playlist has been renewed. I have renewed it. So, like, I'm excited to share it with you guys. Okay, so let's get right into it. Yeah. Sorry, my brother also barged in. Okay, so recently I've actually been into... Okay, let's open up my playlist. I'll actually list like a couple of songs I've been into. So I've been into That Way by Tate McRae. She's like one of my favorite musicians now. And it's kind of like an addiction. I'm so sorry. I know like... all her songs, like, it's like not even a thing. Like, I just know all her songs, like, yeah. I like That Way, One Day, You Broke Me First, Lie to Me, Don't Be Sad, Stupid, and that's it. Well, I've been like, so usually I would just like copy back my old playlist from like 2 years ago. And that's not gonna happen this time because sis, girl has matured. So I'm like into new music. So I've actually been into Blackpink. I've been into Blackpink. Blackpink in your area. my bathroom roommate actually like introduced it to me. So thank you, Jane. She actually has a podcast with me. Danny and JJ Go Stream. We're actually still working on a podcast, so I'm so sorry if that takes long. But yeah. Okay, let's see what else I have. I have Kill This Love, Lovestick Girls, Ice Cream, How You Like That, Sour Candy. And like a couple months ago, I was obsessed with this girl called Caroline Manning. And she's like a small musician, like she's making her way up there. And I decided to support her. So guess what I did? I streamed like all her songs like a million times. It's like crazy. I love her song. So I have been listening to I Walked the Streets in November. You probably already know this. It like blew up in like 2017 or something. Dear Boys. I have more songs from her. I think Dear Girls and Cali, but like Dear Boys and I Walk the Streets is what I like mostly jammed with. Let's play one.
Miss Caroline.
Haven't seen you here in a while.
Miss Caroline.
Okay.
I walk these streets in November. It hit different than it did in September. It's because I've changed. Oh, you are my good days. I sometimes to think in October. Will you by December? Get hold on me. But you're wasn't meant to be. I'm dancing while I'm crying. This is for meant to be where I desire. It's a funny loving who I am. Something you fail to understand.
Okay, I hope like this video actually helps you guys find like the taste of music you guys like. But yeah, I do not get copyrighted from this. Hopefully not. Yeah, if you're listening to this on Spotify, I do have my playlist. I'll probably link it down in the description for you guys so you guys can actually see it. So I'm actually going to talk about the elections now. So the elections that is going on right now, I won't really say that much, but like the kids in my school who know me and like listen to my podcast know that I have a very strong opinion on this. And that everything I say goes like in, like it goes in my mind. And I think about it a lot, and I think before I say something, and most of the time I don't, sometimes I don't, but if I really, like, think about it, I'll actually, like, think about it in a different point of perspective. That's what I like about myself. Like, I do not just take one thing and just stick with that thing. I just explore like everybody's point of view, and I let the person explain themselves, because that's also important to cooperate with whoever you are surrounding yourself with. Because if you can't cooperate with someone, you can't make it through the year or however long you're spending with that person. So I like to explore the answers, but if that continues to be like a constant routine, I will not take it anymore, and I was tell you straight up to your face, I cannot take what you're doing. But yeah, the elections is amazing. This year, I wouldn't say it's the best. We have some good candidates on the ballot. Some we do not have good. Sometimes we don't. Well, it's like 50-50 this year. Like, we have good candidates and we have bad candidates, and we're gonna think about what we have. There are some uneducated people in this world, and I mean in this country, so we will not take this to heart. They might have like a reason why they're voting for them, but that is not my vote. This is my vote. So I will not tell you who I would be voting for if I was 18 and up, but I get more in depth later on. I love this woman called Kamala Harris. You guys probably know her. She is amazing. She's Indian and Black American, I believe. I'm not really sure. Please do not cancel me for that. But she is a strong believer, a strong person, and she very much believes in the American dream. I will hopefully, if I remember, like link some links. Or just search up her name, Kamala Harris, and you'll see some good articles about her. She is amazing, and I'm about to go watch the presidential debate, girl. People, there are like rumors about like the purge. Like people are getting ready for the purge because whatever happens tonight, people say if Biden wins, people are going to literally start a purge. And I'm very scared about this. Like, I'm not sure if it's true, but just if it's true, please stay in your homes because I do not want your loved ones worrying about you, you worrying about yourself. Like, no, I want you to be safe. So stay home if you can. Just pray for everyone, your loving parents, your loving sisters and brothers. Like, pray for whoever you care about, because I'm definitely about to be praying about that. Yeah, I think that's all I had to say. But I do have a couple of, like, artists I want you to talk about. I'll get into Afrobeats, because I feel like that's what everyone is here for. For my Afrobeats playlist, I do have like a couple of people. I'm very obsessed with Mr. Easy. It's been like a 2-year constant thing. So please do not cancel me for this. I love open, close. We all know I love Already. It's like a song by Beyonce, Chateau Wiley, and Major Lazer. I like Sugar Daddy by Kitty. I'm just picking through my playlist. I have like a huge playlist on Apple Music. Go follow me if you want to see. I have FEM. I recently just started listening to it yesterday. So I'm like excited for that. I have 7 new songs. I have New Girl, new African Girl. I don't think that's new, but okay. Now Burna Boy, Way Too Big. 23 by Burna Boy, Machete by whatever, featuring DeVito remix, Damages by Tims, and Nobody Icon remix, and FEM by DeVito. So like that's what I'm bopping to everyone for Afrobeats. You guys know I'm actually in a major hurry to watch the presidential debate. I might do a part 2 to this tomorrow. Let me know if you guys want me to do more of these. I did not shade anyone in this podcast, so please do not come for me. I did what I had to do. Okay, and I'll see you. I hope you guys really enjoyed this video. I know I did, and I'll see you guys next time. Make sure to not skip the ads if you want to help me out. Subscribe to all my social medias or whatever. Bye.